All right, I'm Alan, compulsive overeater.
Alan.
If it looks like I'm not looking at the screen, I am, but it's another screen. So you guys are on the little bitty one, and I'm looking at you on the big one. OA for me ended up being a boot camp. And if you wonder if you can, if you're able to recover, and I think after you hear my story, hopefully you can recognize that you can do it too. My family was extremely abusive. According to the brain scans, I've got at least 20 or 30 concussions. When you get concussions, if they're one on top of another, you don't you can't and but there's at least 20 or 30 showing. I didn't get enough food. In my room was all winter in the Midwest was 52 degrees and somewhere in the low 50s, and all I had was one thin summer blanket. My dad was an alcoholic. When I came into the program, I thought he was a borderline alcoholic. He was a raging alcoholic, I mean, really raging. And he basically, I said, well, at some point, they said, the doctors say somewhere between the age of 4 and 6, my face was caved in here, which is not obvious to anybody looking at me, but I've had to have two operations just to open up my sinuses so I could breathe all the time without having effectively allergies all winter long. So for me, my family, they didn't teach me people skills. I know my dad didn't. He just wanted to be left alone. He was a very strong introvert, and my parents were married about 10 years before I came around because of World War II, and so somebody in the family commented that they always felt that my dad felt like I was competing with him, and when I sat down to and later and with for myself, I tried to remember something that my father did positive to help me that my mother hadn't induced him to do. And I couldn't, literally couldn't come up with anything. So when I came into the program, there was I didn't realize at the time, but there was an underlying need that I had that in simple gave me a bad attitude. And I did well and very well in the field of in construction, contractor and builder. And I one about the point I came in, I had three roommates, a girlfriend and a dog all living with me in the same house. Fortunately a big house, but nonetheless. And I had my business working out there with five people. Now I live in a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath condo, and I'm a hell of a lot hot, happier. And I didn't have friends back then. I had a girlfriend, but I didn't recognize it at that point, but it was basically a sexual relationship. But that was the best that I'd had at that point. When I got into the steps, I found that somebody turned the lights on in the universe for me when I did the first and second step. They're afraid of in a step. A lot of people are afraid of inventory, but what it's really about is me recognizing what I've done and positive and negative. And I went down to Asilomar, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. Excuse me, see if I got enough water left here. Sorry about that. That'll help a little bit. I went down to Asilomar and did my fourth and fifth step there. And it was like somebody had twisted, taken my brain out, twisted it around, put it back in. And I have to laugh now, but of all things, my girlfriend and I then went to when Clean and Sober, which is a movie about a man's first 30 days in AA. So that was pretty strange on the brain. But that's when things started to get better. And I had a resentment against everybody in the whole world, I think. I spent 10 to 15 minutes a day writing down all my resentments for a year. And in my fourth step, they magically disappeared. And over the years since then, I've had one or two come up, but I can immediately say, oh, nope, sorry, not going to play that game. And so basically, I went on through to, I kind of got hung up at about step five, and came to realize that I needed to do some therapy, which therapy and a program are two separate things that do two different things. And so I did the therapy, and that changed my life. before doing the therapy, I would go to church on Sunday, and when the minister says, greet the people around you, that might be my only conversation with anybody for the week. 2 years after that, myself and my best friend were running a singles group with 40 to 50 events a month. A little bit of change, I think you could say. And I started developing friends. I went on and worked through the steps and finished out in the steps. And then my therapist that I was working with at the time said, I think you're ADD, and I want you to go see this specialist. And what I now know is 58% of the people who are morbidly obese have ADD. And so that was of the three recoveries, that was the toughest one. I had a psychiatrist that I was able to see twice a week, and I saw my therapist once a week. And I had the liberty of doing that because I couldn't have worked. My brain was too it was just too much change, I guess, the best way to put it. I didn't have the mental energy to do everything at the same time. And my friends said that they'd see me, I'd be white, and 15 minutes later my face would be all red, and minutes later it'd be white again. And that was because they had to do a long regimen of drugs before we found what was appropriate for me. A few years after that, I want to say it was about 4 or 5 years, my therapist said, you're cooked, get out of here. And I was very nervous at that point. But other than going to meetings, that's been the extent of my need to recover. What it's like now for me is I have friends. Every where I go, there's bound to be three or four people me and say, "Hi, Alan, how you doing?" And most of the time I can't remember their names or where I even know them from. But I guess that's the fun of life. And you know, I'm obviously older now, at least that's what they tell me. They say it has something to do with these wrinkles. I don't know. I'm still young in my book, but I'm still doing the same things I was doing when I was 40. And I think one of the very biggest things is I've come to a point where actually I can love myself. And before I lost my weight, I didn't know what the hell in myself was. My girlfriend and I would go out to dinner on Friday and Saturday nights and eat a huge meal and turn around and sit out in front of the house, and she would ring me up and down one side and then the other. What we learned in the process was that she had a form of alcoholism where one drink made her drunk. And other than that, she was a very nice person. But I learned that I don't need to be abused. And since then, my relationships has improved. I went on to a point where I had a relationship with a woman who was a former nun under Mother Teresa. And she, that's a life that they live. And so she went on and became a nurse practitioner. So obviously a good person. And we ended up living together and mutually agreed that it was the best relationship that either one of us had been in. And it was fun because everywhere we go, our friends would say, "We want to get together with you guys. You have so much fun." And all of what I'm talking about couldn't have happened without the program. And I find that I do things, nice things for myself. Like if I know the next morning I'm going to be in a rush to get out, I may look at my breakfast stuff so it's ready to throw in the microwave and, you know, that sort of thing. It's just a lot of things. And I still find that there's times that I'm still hard on myself. And when I catch myself doing that, I'm backing myself off. And backing off, I think you know what I'm trying to say. I can't put the words together. But beyond that, I mean, I built a lot of big buildings, important stuff. But the most important thing, surprisingly, and my internet connection is unstable here, so if I disappear for a few seconds, it usually comes right back. Excuse me. But to me, the most meaningful thing that I did was is sponsor people and helping them go through the steps and get the benefits of the program. People with huge weight losses and people that were lonesome because they didn't get along well with people or whatever their issue was. And the program seems to fix all that. Everybody coming into the program, I think, I think everybody needs to learn to trust. And I'm not going to walk into a room of strangers and reveal all my biggest secrets. I might now if it was an OA meeting, but, you know. Yeah, it's something that I'll be forever grateful for. And in simple, it changed my life. So the more we surround ourselves with the program, it seems the more we get into it. And for me, that was about the trust. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.